Good morning. I'm honored to be here. Person, Bechvayda Chsanya, both the shul and this movement and my own Chsanya. Wanted to thank them. Okay, what I want to spend a few minutes is going over the six mitzvahs that the Chinuch says are opportunities for a person to be, to attach himself to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any place, any time, anywhere, men, women, as opposed to other mitzvahs, only in the daytime, not the nighttime. You need an opportunity. You need film. You need a Esther Galula. These mitzvahs can be done by anybody, at any time, at any place. And then there's one more caveat. These mitzvahs can be done b'machshava. It's unbelievable. You're standing in line in the bank, and you have an extra 2-3 minutes, and you can think of one or all six of these mitzvahs, and be mekayim, a mitzvah ha'aseh min haTorah during those few seconds that you have. That's what the Mishnah Berurah teaches us in the Be'er Halacha in the first page of the Mishnah Berurah. What I'd like to do is go over the six mitzvahs and tell you of a way to explain this to a young child, to explain this to yourself with a marshal, that you'll be able to get a handle on some of these, because some of these are very hard to get a handle on. Let's go. The first one is to know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The language is Teidu v'taminu, you should know and believe, Shiyesh lo'olam Elokecha, that there is to this world a God, HaMashgiach, that who supervises, who knows, as opposed to the vast majority of people walking the earth who think that the world, it's here, how it got here, I don't know, somehow, but there's nobody running it. The Torah wants us to know there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the world. The Chofetz Chaim brings down three steps to this. One, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and number three, that he gave us a Torah. Mitzrayim seems to be the very important understanding of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. Because we find, even in Kiddush, Friday night, we stand Friday night, we say in our Kiddush that we want to acknowledge the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and then we throw in a phrase, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim have to do with Kiddush? Mitzrayim happens so much later. We're talking about Bryas Olam, we're talking about the 6 days of creation and Shabbos. So what's all of a sudden Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Mefarshim explained that there were people who believed that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he then put it on autopilot. Summer, fall, winter, spring. Morning, night, plant, plow, harvest. It's running by itself. Mitzrayim taught the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach. He supervises on every small thing. If you had a glass of water, so it became water for the Jew and it became dam for the Mitzri. The Tzvadeim went up to a certain line and no further. Every one of these proved, the Bukharis, every one of them proves HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach of the world. He did not put it on autopilot. Everything a person does, everything a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. That's why Mitzrayim is an integral part of the first mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. So it's three components. One is we believe that there's Hashem who created the world, there is a God who created the world. The second part of that, the Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu has as supervisors, as a steady Hashgacha, as proven by Mitzrayim. And the third part is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. I don't know particularly where that comes from, but it's brought down. That's the first mitzvah. The second mitzvah is to believe that there's no other power in the world that's not through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The aim is from Nivra, and there is to no creation. Koyach, the ability, the power, lasois, dover, to do a thing, bilti ritzoinoi, except through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Meaning, when a person goes down the street and another car may be coming the other way, that car was there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. If a nation all of a sudden decides to do something against Klal Yisrael, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to do. There's no power, no physical power, no political power, no militarily strong power. There's no financial problem. There's no such thing as people. I have good friends in the office who could help me. I have medical ability. None of these by themselves are meaningful. They're all manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And that's what we have to believe. And one of the powers that we have to constantly convince ourselves that it's not really a power in itself is Koichi V'Yitzim Yodi, my own ability. And that's a very difficult thing. Example, an architect takes a piece of paper and a blank sheet of paper, and he starts designing a building, and he designs a magnificent building, and then he goes and he sees it being built, and right in front of him what was an empty piece of land all of a sudden comes a beautiful building, and he can easily fall into the trap and say, look at my creativity, look what I did, look at what I created. And he really did do it. And he could all of a sudden forget the fact that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave him the ability, the insight, the wisdom, the skill to do it. And that's a constant balance that we have to go through. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be creative. He wants us to do things with our own ability. And he wants us to get up in the morning and take on the world. He wants us to do that. Mitzad Sheni, a person has to always realize that whatever he does accomplish is through the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By itself, there's no power. Ein l'shum niver, there's to no creation. Koyach l'asei dover bilti ritzayot. And if you think about it for a minute, what we always thought, koyach v'yotzim yodi, is just a concept that it's not the right thing. It's much more than that. It's limiting. I'll give you a marshal. We're standing on the ground on the street level, and a 5-story building is going up in front of us. And there's an air conditioner unit that's being lifted by a derrick from the ground, from the truck, all the way up and being put on top of the building. Everybody can envision this. And there's a workman up on top, and they're speaking to him by phone, and they're telling him it's coming up, and as it comes up, he begins to glide it so it's exactly put in the right position. This is a 5-ton unit, and he's just touching it like this, gliding it along. If he mistakenly begins to think that he's holding that up, that he's doing it, in addition to being a fool, he's falling into a trap, because he could hold 200 pounds, or 300 pounds, or 400 pounds. But when you begin to talk about very large amounts, way beyond him. If he believes in Koichi V'Yotzim Yodi, it's a limiting factor. You know, we look at people over the last century, the Chofetz Chaim, whose life represented an unbelievable achievement, writing the Mishnah Berurah almost all on his own, writing over 24 Svarim, a man with no library, no research, no foundation, all sitting himself and writing. You say to yourself, where does he get that koich? You look at a man like Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zechariah Baruch, in America, who started a whole movement and turned over the country. And you say to yourself, where do these people get it from? And it's very easy to understand that they were plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. They did not believe in koich v'yotzim yodi. Because koich v'yotzim yodi, in addition to being a violation of this mitzvah, is a limiting factor. There's a limit to how much a person can do on his own. But if he's plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he believes that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it, and all he's doing is guiding it, but the derrick is holding it up, all he's doing is touching it, then all of a sudden he can lift not 500 pounds, 5,000 pounds, 50,000 pounds. It's not him. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the second mitzvah of believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is doing, it is really an enabling mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that gives a person additional power. Mitzvah number 3. L'yachdoi. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. That's a mitzvah that comes directly from a Gemara. The Gemara asks the question, will be in that day where Hashem and His name will be one. The Gemara asks, and today it's not one, and the Gemara has an unbelievable parrot. The Gemara says, of course it's one today. But in our life, when something good happens to us, we make our toiv ha-meitiv. In Chas Hashom, when a person suffers a tragedy or loss, he makes a bracha baruch dynamo. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be revealed, when Mashiach will come, then we'll make a toiv ha-meitiv on everything, even on things that are seemingly bad. That's the Gemara's terrace. Liyachdoi. How do we explain this to a young child, or even to ourselves? How do we explain the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, we'll talk about Mr. Jacobs. Mr. Jacobs is 55 years old. Mr. Jacobs is a son to his parents, a husband to his wife, father to his children, grandfather to his grandchildren. Mr. Jacobs is president of the shul, where he sits in front of the board of directors, the board of governors meetings. He runs the shul. He's a mispal when it comes to the rabbi's shiurim. He's a congregant, he's a student. Mr. Jacobs is a member of Hatzolah. In business, he works for a boss and he has people reporting to him. Mr. Jacobs wears no less than 15 different hats. When a person calls him in Hatzolah and Mr. Jacobs comes with his equipment, at that moment, the relationship between the person who is sick and Mr. Jacobs is that of a sick person to a Hatzolah member. When Mr. Jacobs sits at the head of the table running a meeting in shul, at that moment, he's the president of the shul, doing what a president does. His hat changes each time, but there's only one Mr. Jacobs. There aren't 15 Mr. Jacobs, only one. L'havdil elef havdolos. We relate to our Kodesh Baruch Hu in many, many different ways. The easiest example is just now Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Akel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we say Akel HaKadosh, Holy God, and then we say HaMelech HaKadosh, the King who is holy, because now we relate differently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Avinu Malkeinu, he's our father, Malkeinu, he's our King. We have many different relationships, but it's all one. Liyachtoi, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Another example that Rabbi Gedalia Shor Zatzal gives in his Sefer, which is a very nice example. If I had to demonstrate this in a class, if I'd be teaching to a class of 10, 12, 14 year olds, I would bring in a prism and show them that one light all of a sudden divides and goes in many different directions, many different colors, but it's one light. That's what Rabbi Gedalia Shor says. I'd like to demonstrate that to a class, to prove to them that something can be one, but we can relate to it in many different ways. So that's how we would explain liyachtoi, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu into one. Mitzvah number four. Lo'oyhav, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, Yahafta, Hashem Lekechon, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How should you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'chol levavcha, with all your heart. The Gemara explains Vishnei Yitzarecho, with all your Yitzhar Toiv and Yitzhar Hora. And then we should do it V'chol Nafshecho, with all your soul, V'chol Meyadecho, with all your might, with all your abilities, with all of your resources, Afilu Neitel Es Nafshecho, even if it means giving everything up. That's the measure of love that we're supposed to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one develop love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay? So, the Rambam begins by saying, we look at the greatness of the world. We see what a tremendously beautiful world HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created for us. And the man who has done a wonderful job in explaining that to us, Rav Avigdor Miller, any one of his forum, and he'll take an orange and look at the orange and spend three pages in his book describing the orange and the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us oatmeal three times a day, and we would all survive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made a very bland world, and yet what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done has put so many different hundreds of tastes in so many different foods. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made a colorless world. Color was made in the leaves and the trees and vegetation to give us enjoyment, that we could walk outside and say Marabba Matzach Hashem. All of that was done to give a person the enjoyment of the world, and for that we have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The example of that that we would give a child is, Chas v'Shalom, tell him a story about a man who unfortunately got a rare disease and no medical person in his community was able to help him, and the man was slowly dying, and his business was sold in order to finance his medications, and his wife and children were destitute. His whole life changed, and this man is laying in a hospital and nobody knows what to do with him. And through a worldwide internet search, they found on the other end of the world there's one person that has a certain type of a blood that will save this person's life. And they contact him and he says yes, he's ready to come and give him a life transfusion. Not only that, he's an extremely wealthy person who'll pay his own way. And a man comes, and wonder of wonders, he comes and he makes the transfusion and he pays for everything himself, and he really begins to like this particular person. Takes a liking and he stays there for a few weeks, and he's an extremely wealthy man. He decides to help him in every way that he can. He buys a home for them because they lost their home. Excuse me. He buys him two cars, and slowly the man begins to regain his health. He buys him a business, and he puts him back to where he was. What's the feeling of this person, the sick man, to this donor, this what kind of ava that he has, what kind of love that he has? Let's take the motion one step further. Let's say he did not even know about this donor. He didn't know. He was unconscious for 2 months. And now we tell him that everything that you have, your health and your family and your building and your business, everything was given by this automatically. There's such an outpouring of love to this man. That's how we develop Avas Hashem to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. One. The second way brought down is that we see the greatness of the Torah. Thank you. We see Avraham Avinu gave us a Torah with its chokhma, and we should look at the Torah and realize that everything that there is in the Torah is really explaining to us how the world is. Medicine goes through these halachas and the Masechtas Chulin. Agriculture goes through the Zroim. Astronomy goes through the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. The Mefarshim explain that all the chokhmas of the world are there. So it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said to a person, you want Chochma? You want what this world is all about? Here's a Matana. Here's a Matana called the Torah. That's the second way in which we develop love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a third way. The third way is, this is not brought down, but learning these, I can't help but telling you my own feeling to it, and it's such a simple reasoning. Pretty sure that I'm on safe ground. We look around at the world and we see how people live. We see how lack of direction, lack of appreciation, lack of enjoyment. We speak to people and realize they may have every type of agashim. There's nothing there. They themselves tell us that how empty their life is. And we look at ourselves and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, gave us a way of life, not just the Chochmas HaTorah, the halachas in the Torah, the Shabbos table, a cute story. There was, in an out-of-town community in New York, a doctor who was sitting in the head of a department, who was sitting in a meeting with all other heads of department. And he's obviously an Orthodox man, he's wearing a yarmulke. And the head nurse turns around at the meeting and says to him, Doctor, I've noticed that when the Jewish families come, the children are much more attentive, much better mannered. Can you tell me what you people do? What do the Jewish people do that you have such a relationship with your children? They respect you, they listen to you. And he sat there and he raised his eyes to the heavens and said, Abisha, put something smart into my head to say, how do I answer a thing like this? Happened to be a Christian hospital. So finally, a thought occurred to him. He turns around to her and he says, tell me, how many times your family sit and have a family meal? She sits and thinks. She says, the holidays, maybe 2-3 times, Thanksgiving, other times. She says, 3-4 times. Then he went around the room and he asked everybody, tell me, how many times a year does your family get together and sit for an hour together. And he says, you know, in an Orthodox family, we do that over 200 times a year. But it's not just sitting around the table eating. There's no television. There's no radio. There's no telephone. There's no disturbance. There's no doorbell. We sit and enjoy each other's company. And they sat there. They were astounded at what they were hearing. But to us, it's a double parsha, a Friday night, the Suda, Shabbat Suda. In the world, it just don't know of it. So, just one example. There are hundreds of examples of the special chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us by giving us a way of life. And that's the reason to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As simple as all of that. Mitzvah number 5. Yiras Hashem, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is broken down into two categories: Yiras Einish, the fear of punishment, and Yiras Haraymus, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. We stand in awe. Okay, I wanna give you a pasuk and a beautiful explanation of the pasuk that I learned here in London just a few months ago when I was here for a day. Pasuk in Mishlei says, Yiras Hashem, the fear of God, Tosif Yomim, adds days. It's a little bit difficult pasuk to understand. We always thought of Yiras Hashem as overbearing. How does it add days? Well, the Mefarshim say the simplest explanation is that a person is Yoreh Shemayim, he won't be over Averis, which have Koros, Mises, Bezin, so he'll live longer. Simple. A second explanation is that the word Tosef Yomim is like Avram Bo Bayomim. Avram came with full days. A person who's a Yiras Shemayim will enjoy each day, will pack into each day as much as he could. I want to tell you of a beautiful thought on this pasuk with a mashal, a simple little mashal. We have a 4-year-old little boy, and he wants to run outside and play. Father is scared of the traffic outside. The little boy has another thing that he's afraid of. He's afraid of a dog that's running around. He's afraid the dog will come and bother him. So the father walks over and says, Chaim, you want to go play outside? I'm going to stand by this window and I warn you, Chaim. You put one foot into that street and I'm going to come out and give you a patch you'll never forget the rest of your life. But Chaim hears, Yiras Hashem, gotta be fearful. But Chaim hears another thing. Tati is going to be standing by the window watching me the whole time. I don't have to be afraid of the dog. Yiras Hashem has a tremendous positive aspect to it. The positive aspect is that when a person develops a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over there and he's watching me the whole time. Wow! It's not only that I have to do everything right in order to be able to be afraid HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish me. Of course, that's true. But there's a new aspect to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching me. I don't have to be afraid of all the things that are going on in the world. Therefore, Tosef Yomim, I have a peace of mind. I have a security. And therefore, it adds a quality of day. Listen to that beautiful, beautiful pshat in a pasuk in Mishlei. And the last 6th mitzvah. You shouldn't follow the Eitzah Hara of Machshava. Of your eyes, of your thought. A person shouldn't read things or see things that may bring him not to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simplest meaning of these words. I was troubled by the fact that the Gemara says, and Rashi brings it down, that the process is the eyes see and then the heart wants. And then the body fulfills the taiva. That's how Rashi brings down the Gemara. Yet in the pasuk it says, "Lo yisusur ach levavchem yachrei nechem," after your heart and your eyes. Here in the pasuk, the heart comes first. That troubled me. I want to share with you a pasuk in Mishlei, a beautiful, beautiful pasuk. Mishlei Perek Gimel, pasuk Chof Tes. The pasuk reads, "Al tacharosh." Al Reyocha Ro. Tacharesh, Rashi says, means to think. Al Tacharesh Al Reyocha Ro. Don't think bad about your friend. V'hu yoshev l'betach itoch, especially, that's how the Mufarshim learn, especially when he's so secure with you. We go over to Reuben and say, Reuben, what's your relationship with Shimon? Shimon? Shimon's one of my best friends. Shimon sitting in his house trying to figure out how to steal something from Reuben. So the Pasuk says, what kind of man are you, Reuben? Yeah. Don't ever put yourself in a situation where you think bad of a friend, of anybody, especially somebody who trusts you, somebody who believes in you. Simple shots in the Pasuk in Mishlei. Rashi, Tachreish Rashi says, is Tachreish. Ended. If Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to say thinking, why did he use the word Tachreish? Tachreish means to plow. Why did he use the word Tachreish that Rashi has to come and tell us means Tachreish? Why didn't he say Tachreish, to think? So Rashi answers this. Listen to the language of Rashi. Vein izoz memashmoyes harisha. And it doesn't leave the simple meaning of the word plowing. Rashi says, I told you the right shot is to think. Don't think badly of your friend. But Mishlei used the word plowing very well. Why? Ma derech hachoresh. Just like a plow. Meichin prepares. Mokoim, a place. Lizamein hazria, to accept the seeds. Af hachoshev ro'al chaveira, the same thing, somebody who thinks badly of his friend. Meichin mokoim, who prepares the place, tashbulois belibois, to do in his heart. Ech yamoi v'yaseno, how he'll do it. Rashi is teaching us an unbelievable fact. The workings of the mind. Shlomo HaMelech said, I'm going to teach you, you can't open up a person's head and see how their mind works. I'll tell you how it works. And I'll give you an equation. You all know what happens in a field. The field, a whole winter, is hard, rock hard. And you go out there with a pail of seeds and you throw the seeds out and nothing happens. You take a plow and you turn over the earth. You don't add any nutrients. You don't add any fertilizer. You just turn over the earth. And now when you put the seeds, they begin to grow. Why? Because the plow prepared the earth for the seeds. We all know that Klal Yisrael is an agricultural community. Everybody lived with this. Zocht Mishlei. Just like a plow prepares the earth for the seeds, that's how the thought process predisposes a person for the act. A whole new understanding. So when Reuben gets up in the morning and he says, I've got to do a chesed today of getting that refrigerator down from the fifth floor down to the basement for that almana, and Shimon wakes up in the morning and says, I've got to find somebody to beat up my neighbor because I can't take him anymore, and then Reuben and Shimon both meet this very strong person, Reuben sees him and says, great, you're the man I'm looking for to do the chesed. And Shimon says, you're the man I'm looking for to beat up my neighbor. Because the act follows the thought process. Because we predispose the thinking. Read the Rashi. That's exactly what Rashi says. And perhaps that's why the Torah says, of course, many times, or most times, the eyes, the heart follows the eyes. But there are times when it works the other way. And that's what Rashi, that's what the Pasuk is saying. So we have here six mitzvahs. The six mitzvahs, you'll find them on the first page of the Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Aleph. They're brought down from various forums. And Mishnah Berurah says, this is the way we can fulfill Shavisi Hashem Negdi Summit. Six mitzvahs that a person can think about, machshava, doesn't have to say anything, just a thought process. Mitzvah number one, that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created the world, took us out of Mitzrayim, gave us the Torah. Mitzvah number two, that there's no other power in the world. And we can think of various different powers. We read newspapers, we hear stories, and in the back of our minds it's always think, yes, but it's a manifestation of our Kadosh Baruch Hu's power, and especially Koyach B'Yosem Yodi. And the third is Liyachter, to know that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and we gave you two ways that can be explained, two Mesholim, how that can be explained. Think of the fact that there's a man who wears 15 different hats, but it's one person. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is many different ones, but there's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu for good and for the seemingly bad. The third is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have three levels. Level number one is to appreciate the greatness of the world. Level number two is to appreciate the greatness of the Torah, the Chochmah of the Torah, and the third one is to appreciate the lifestyle that the Torah has given us. We are the wealthiest people in the world because we have a purpose in life. We say it every day in the Volatian, towards the end of Volatian, that we thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going outside, we're walking outside into the world. And Baruch HaKenu Shabronu Lechvoy, the long time, not long time, gave us a Torah, he gave us life itself and a lifestyle, a meaningful lifestyle. Fifth mitzvah is Yiras Hashem, and we spoke about the two levels of Yir, and then I told you about the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem, Toisif Yomim, a person who lives with true Yiras Shemayim. In my life, the two people in the last number of years of who I come to mind of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zechasal Kibroch and Mordechai Schwab, Mashgiach and Munsi, Zatzal, two people who were Yori Shemayim, can't even use the word, extreme Yori Shemayim, and yet such a pleasantness, such a happiness, you always saw them smiling, such a contentedness. Yori Shemayim, Tosif Yomim, because it gives a person security. The Tata is standing by the window watching, I don't have to be afraid of all the dogs of the world. And the last one was like Surah Lebabchem Yachmeinechem, not to follow our Yetzirah. And there we told you about the Pasuk in Mishlei that gives us an insight into the working of the mind. The mind predisposes a person for wanting to do Averus. Six mitzvahs a person can be Mekayim, any place, any time, men, women, everywhere, even B'machshava. Have a great day.